हरि ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः। हरि ओम ओम सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सहवीर्यंकरवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ओम शांति शांति शांति। ओम शन्नो मित्र शंवरुण शन्नो भवत्वर्यमा शन्न इंद्रो बृहस्पति शन्नो विष्णुरुक्रमः। नमो ब्रह्मणे नमस्ते वायो त्वमेव प्रत्यक्षं ब्रह्मासि त्वामेव प्रत्यक्षं ब्रह्म वदिष्यामि ऋतं वदिष्यामि सत्यं वदिष्यामि तन्मामवतु तद्वक्तारमवतु अवतु माम् अवतु वक्तारम्। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। यस्माज्जातं जगत्सर्वं यस्मिन्नेव प्रलीयते येनेदं धार्यते चैव तस्मै ज्ञानात्मने नमः। यैरिमे गुरुभिः पूर्वं पदवाक्यप्रमाणतः व्याख्याता सर्ववेदान्ताः तान्नित्यं प्रणतोऽस्म्यहम्। तैत्तिरीयकसारस्य मयाचार्यप्रसादतः विस्पष्टार्थरुचीनां हि व्याख्येयं संप्रणीयते। We are entering into the Bhashyam, introductory Bhashyam. Now, Shankara Bhagavatpada, you can see, he presents the connection first. The very first opening sentence itself, he presents the connection. Connection between the subject matter of the chapters, the textbook which was there in the previous ones, and the subject matter of the present, the text. Even though it is Taittiriya Aranyakam, in this Taittiriya Aranyakam, that's why I mentioned in my introduction, the yesterday's class, the first six chapters, I told you Taittiriya Aranyakam consists of 10 chapters. Of the 10 chapters, first six chapters discuss only the topic of karma and upasana, mainly rituals. And the 10th chapter, Mahanarayana Upanishad, otherwise known as Narayanavalli, also presents beautiful mantras, which are mostly used in the rich performance of rituals. And this in between, we have, actually, of course, the concluding portion of the Taittiriya Aranyakam, 7th, 8th, and 9th, three chapters alone, present the Brahma Vidya, the subject matter of the Upanishad. Therefore, we need to know the connection between what was mentioned before, what was discussed before, and what is being discussed in the present topic, present text. And is presenting the connection between the previous content and the content of the present textbook, the same textbook, but still the previous text, until the previous chapter, until the sixth chapter, the content happens to be karma and upasana. So we have to present the connection. And the presenting the connection is said to be technically sangatihi. So Shankaracharya presents the sangatihi as the connection. He says, when karma, in karmas are mentioned, activities in terms of rituals have been understood. Let's maybe read it first. Nityani adhigatani karmani. Nityani karmani adhigatani. யூ கேன் மேக் காம்பவுண்ட் வேர்ட் நித்ய கர்மாணி அதிகதானி. உபாத்த கீர்திருஷாய் நித்ய கர்மாணி உபாத்த துரித க்ஷயார்த்தானி. உபாத்த துரித க்ஷயார்த்தானி நித்யானி கர்மாணி அவகதானி. கமா காம்யானி ச பலார்த்தினாம் பூர்வஸ்மின் கிரந்தே. சோ வாட் டஸ் ஹி சே ஹியர்? அதிகதானி ஹேவ் பீன் அண்டர்ஸ்டுட். அதிகதம் அதிகச்சதி, இது பிரசன்ட் டென்ஸ் வெர்ப், அதிகச்சதி அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட்ஸ். அதிகதம் அண்டர்ஸ்டுட். அதிகதானி பிகாஸ் திஸ் ஹியர் கிம் அதிகதம், கர்ம அதிகதம், கர்மாணி அதிகதானி. So activities in terms of rituals have been understood, or karmas have been understood. So what are all the karmas we have? We have vihitam karma, avihitam karma, nityam karma, naimittikam karma, prayaschitta karma. There are different types of karmas. So he says specifically, nityani karmani adhigatani, nitya karmani adhigatani. So those karmas, let us eat in the word karma as karma. Okay. So karma here, not the karma phalam. Okay. Activities in terms of rituals, religious activities. Nityani karmani adhigatani. Nitya karma has been understood. What is nitya karma? Those karmas which should be choicelessly performed daily. Not only daily, regularly. Not only regularly, properly. All three adverbs, properly, regularly, daily, those rituals which have to be performed are nitya karmani. Right from snanam, even taking bath, okay, it's a, snanam also is a religious, actually it's a nitya karma. So, of course, we have a daily worship. Suppose you, those days when people were performing Agnihotra karma, nowadays it is not in the practice anyway. Agnihotram karma is a nitya karma. Okay, Agnihotram karma is the nitya puja, everyday worship. Everyday, the Vedic form of worship performed every day in Agnihotram karma. Nowadays we have substitute. Now we see, every day we light the lamp, have, after shower light the lamp, sit and chant, recite, do japam, pray. This is all, this is this substitute for nitya karma. Agnihotra karma, karmanaha. Substitute we have. Agnihotra karma, nitya karma. There is many nitya karmas which have to be done every day. There's no choice. And it must be done with total attention. Perfectly, it must be properly done, regularly done. We can't have break in one day. That's why nitya agnihotris do not travel in India. If wherever they go, they have to come back before the evening, because next day morning they must perform it. If at all they cannot help, means somebody else in the family, the son who are the elder brother or father who is eligible to do, must continue to do it. You should not be stopped in the house. So very strict about it. So there is a nitya karmani. Nitya karmani adhigatani. So you can simply take as a daily worship is a must. Doesn't matter how the focused attention, even if it is, it need, if it is not too elaborate and too long, at least for very whatever time is possible, one must sit and worship. That is nitya karma. And here, nitya karma, what is the purpose? They said, durita upata durita kshayarthani. Upata means earned. Accumulated, participle, accumulated, earned, sampadita, upatta. Duritam means papam. Upatta duritam means the sins accumulated as a result of our own past karmas, knowingly, unknowingly. Intentionally, we don't accumulate papa karma. Unintentionally, unknowingly, sometimes knowingly also, we would have done wrong actions. And so the papams, the sins, duritani is equal to papani. So the sins accumulated unknowingly or knowingly, unintentionally also, accumulated, earned, a result of our own past actions, duritani. And upada durita kshayaha. Kshayaha means neutralizing, destroying, resolving. So upata durita kshayarthani. Upata durita kshayartham nityam karma kartavyam. Nitya karma should be performed for neutralizing, for the purpose of neutralizing, for the purpose of resolving, for the purpose of destroying the already accumulated papa karmas. So the performance of nitya karma, especially daily worship, will not destroy, remove, neutralize all the papa karmas one has done. Definitely to some extent, okay, definitely we can neutralize many, many papa karmas accumulated. Therefore, upata durita kshayartham nityam karma. Nitya karma should be performed for neutralizing, resolving the already earned papam. Vakshayartham karma, kshayarthani karmani. Nitya karmani are meant for performed for the purpose of neutralizing the already accumulated papa karmas, papams. Therefore, upata durita kshayarthani is adjective of the word nitya karmani, nityani karmani. So Shankaracharya says, in the previous chapters, see, we have not studied. He is addressing, the commentary is written actually here, keeping in mind people who would have studied the whole Aranyakam. We have not studied. Still okay, you can understand this. Nityani upata durita kshayarthani nityani karmani avagatani. So nitya karmas performed for the purpose of neutralizing the already accumulated papa karmas have been understood. Not only that, kamyani cha karmani adigatani cha and kamyani karmani. So kamyani karmani, kamya karmani. See, the rituals performed specifically for fulfilling our desires. Rituals performed for the fulfillment of desires, wishes, are kamya karmani, kamyani karmani. So those karmas also have been understood by us. These are the, so this kamya karmani, so specifically, there are many, many rituals in the karmakanda, which are specifically for accomplishing a given end, for fulfilling a given desire. There's a specific ritual, a specific mantras, specific ingredients, that we have specific rituals performed for the fulfillment of specific desires. The people who are really keen to go to Swarga, okay, there's a Jyotish Tomaha, specifically aspiring for, desperately aspiring for progeny, Putrakameshtiyaga. People who want money, desperately, who want money to come like a wind, okay? Vayavya Yajna. There's so many rituals. So that you can fulfill any desire you have by doing performing a specific ritual, by invoking the grace of specific devata. Such rituals are said to be kamya karmani, kamyani karmani. So all these rituals, nitya karmani, upata durita kshayartha nitya karmani, kamyani cha karmani, adhigatani. And here, kamyani karmani, for who palarthinam. See, palani arthyante yaihi te palarthinaha. Those people by whom the results are aspired for, those people by whom results are desired, those who are desperate to, those who are very keen to get the desired results. Who can do, when a person performs a kamya karma, he already is very clear, this is the end I want to accomplish. For this, I want the grace of this devata. So I am invoking the grace of this devata for accomplishing this end. Definitely, when a ritual is performed properly with Shraddha, definitely that result will give a person, fulfill that given wish of the person. Therefore, palarthi, palarthinaha, palarthinaha means ye palani arthayanti, yehi palani arthyante, te palarthinaha. People who are aspiring for specific results are palarthinaha. So, palarthinam kamyani karmani. All these kamya karmas which are meant for people who want to fulfill, accomplish specific ends. For their sake, kamyani karmani. So, upatta duritakshayarthani nityani karmani. Palarthinam kamyani karmani cha adhigatani have been understood. Kutra purvasmin granthe. Purvasmin granthe, in the text prior to this text, Upanishad text. Purvasmin granthe. In the first six chapters. So, purvasmin granthe, it took the purvasmin, purveshu. Shadadhyayeshu, the previous six chapters, the text prior to this Upanishad text, all these karmas have been understood. Okay. So, this Nitya karma is a choiceless karma. We have to, there's no question of I like it, I don't want to do it. You have no choice. I don't like to do it. No. You like it or not, you have to do it. We have to do Nitya Karma. So when Nitya Karma, when you say, we have to include Nitya Karma, Naimittika Karmani also. There are certain rituals, certain activity which must be performed choicelessly. Some must be performed every day. Some must be performed occasionally. See, Nimittam means also instrument. Nimittam also means occasion. The word Nimittam also means occasion. Kinnimittam, what is the occasion? We say, ask, no? So, naimittika karmani means certain rituals which must be performed occasionally. Suppose there are ancestral worship is there, which you don't, it is not nitya karma. It is not, suppose Amavasya, every Amavasya one has to do tarpanam for departed souls. Every Amavasya means new moon day. Not nitya karma, only every Amavasya you have, one has to do. Tarpanam. Tarpanam is one particular in the satisfying the ancestors, departed people. Amavasya Tarpanam. So, Shraddham they do once in a year. Or suppose Tithi they do, Masiki Tithi or Varshiki Tithi. There are once in a month, once in a year they perform. Suppose Dashapurna, etc. We say not every day certain things have to be done regularly, but not every day, occasionally. We also have certain rituals which have to be performed occasionally. Like naimittikani karmani. See, which must be regularly done, properly done, daily and occasionally. They are nityani naimittikani karmani. Nitya naimittika karmani. They must be performed. Why? There's no choice. If we do not do what should be done, we'll end up doing what should not be done. To avoid doing things which should not be done, akaryam karma. One must know what is nitya karma, one must do every day, one must do one's nitya karma. The rituals are performed daily. If this nitya karma is not performed, not done, you will end up incurring this, pratyavaya doshaha, pratyavaya papam. Pratyavayaha is a name given to the some papam accumulated. If a person does not do nitya karma, he will accumulate the papam called pratyavaya papam. So in order to avoid the accumulation of pratyavaya papam, in order not to do what should not be done, one must do this nitya karma. So nityani karmani. So that when a person strictly is following, it also contributes for neutralizing some of the old problems accumulated. Not all, some. Before, duritta kshayarthani nityani karmani. Then, of course, you have kamya karma. See, prayaschitta karmas are there. Prayaschitta karmas are specific rituals which are performed for neutralizing again. Prayaschitta karmas. Unknowingly done papa karmas also. So, kamyani karmani, definitely phalarthinam, specifically for the fulfillment of specific desires, performed by those interested in those results. All of them have been discussed in the previous text. They have been understood also, adhigatani. Now, what are you going to do now in this text now, Upanishad, idanim? I'm going to next sentence, idanim. Karma upadana hetu pariharaya brahma vidya prastuyate. Now, no more topic of karma is here discussed. The karma topic is over. In this portion, the 7th chapter onwards, where the Upanishad teaching begins. So here, Brahma Vidya Prastuyate. Idanim, now, in this present text, beginning from the 7th chapter of Taittiriya Aranyakam, which form Taittiriya Upanishad, in here, Brahma Vidya Prastuyate. Prastuyate. Knowledge of the Absolute Reality is begun. Teaching of. Imparting of Brahma Vidya is begun from here. Prastuyate. For what? Again, its purpose must be revealed. Pariharaya. Pariharaha. Pariharanam. Pariharaha. Pariharanam means for the removal. For the removal. It is not for definitely for the removal only. So, the Brahma Vidya, the teaching of Brahma Vidya is begun for the removal of the Hetu. Hetunaha Pariharaya. For the removal of the Hetu. Hetu is the cause. Removal of the cause of what? Karma Upadanasya Hetu. Karma Upadana Hetu. Cause of the karma, karma upadanam. Karma upadanam means, upadanam here means being given to the pursuit of action, being given to this performance of action. So karma upadanam is a pursuit of action. Karma upadana hetuhu, the cause of the pursuit of action is karma upadana hetuhu. Karma upadana hetu pariharaha, removal of the cause of the pursuit of action. For that, Brahma Vidya prastuyate. There's a connection. Brahma Vidya, knowledge of the Absolute Reality Brahman, is required for resolving the cause. What is the cause of cause? What is that which impels a person to do any karma? The Vaidikam karma or a Laukikam karma, any action a person is involved because he is impelled by the desire, kamaha. Actually, desire is the immediate cause, samipa karanam, immediate cause of any action. So, unless and until a person becomes free from the hold of this phenomenon called desire, it's impossible to remain without doing any action. Impossible. Desires naturally rise. Desires for different things naturally rise. Countless number of desires rise in different minds for different things. And desire is indium of likes and dislikes also. Raga and Dvesha. I want this to happen, I do not want this to happen. So Raga Dveshas. So we know very well, Raga Dveshas, likes and dislikes are the two sides of the one coin called a desire. Many, many desires rise. There's no reason. Maybe desires may differ from person to person, but desires do rise. In every mind, there's no mind. Veetukku veedu vaasapadi, they say. There's no house without an entrance. There's no mind without a desire. Every mind will have definitely countless number of desires. Very natural. So, as long as desires rise, one after the other, if one desire becomes fulfilled, new desire will rise. Desire does not become fulfilled, anger will be there. Anyway, there will be mental agitation is inevitable. So the desires rise, the desires alone impel a person action. Once you perform the action, then the results are inevitable. And once the results you accumulate, they had to be exhausted. To exhaust the Punya Papa, you had to be born again. So samsarasya karanam bhavati, isn't it? So being born again means what? Being endowed with the body. Becoming embodied, being endowed with the body, now, involves what? Having to go through these paths of opposites. Having to go through experience of paths of opposites. And this going through these paths of experience of opposites is what? Path of opposites is in samsara. Being bound by limitations. See, choicelessly human beings have to go through experience of paths of opposites, which is bondage, samsaraha. Because we accumulate punya papams, we have accumulated punya papams. And the punya papams we accumulate because we performed actions. Therefore, in order to avoid the accumulation of punya papams, avoid this experience of paths of opposites, to become free from samsara, one must avoid even assuming the body. Avoid the rebirth itself. Which means one should not have punya papams. One should not accumulate punya papams, means one should not have do karma. So not to do karma, one must do what? Definitely. One must resolve the very cause which impels a person perform karma. So, karma upadana hetuhu kamaha. Desire is the karma upadana se hetuhu. Desire is the immediate cause of the pursuit of action. So, not to neutralize, not to ward off, for the removal of the cause of the pursuit of action, Brahma Vidya is begun here. Again, the question of what is the connection between removal of the cause of the action and knowledge of Brahman? Because the desire, what is the hetu of the kama? What is kama hetu? Karma hetu kamaha. Karma upadana hetu kamaha. The cause of the pursuit of action is desire. But what is the cause of the desire? What causes the desire? Moola karanam. Samipa, immediate cause and the root cause. The root cause of the desire. Root cause of the pursuit of action is the ajnanam, ignorance. We don't need to go back now. Ajnanam. Adhyasaha, adhyaropaha. See now how important it is to understand the basic things. How ignorance of the reality is very natural. Ignorance of the reality is ignorance of one's own self. Atma ajnanam is naturally there. Atma ajnanam, the ignorance of the essential nature of one's own self, is in fact ignorance of the essential nature of the whole jagat, which is Brahma Ajnanam, Atma Ajnanam is the same. So Atma Gyanam is naturally there because of this erroneous self-perception, Adhyasaha. Because of Adhyasaha, there is Adhyaropaha. Because of Adhyaropaha, there is Ahankaraha, wrong notions about the self. Therefore, there's a common human universal fundamental problem of sense of inadequacy, sense of insecurity centered on I. And this is, it is his common human universal fundamental problem of sense of smallness, sense of limitation, sense of incompleteness centered on I. Isn't it? Is the problem, is the cause for the very phenomenon called desire to come into existence. Kamaha, how does this desire come? What is this phenomenon called Kamaha? What is this phenomenon? Desire. Desire, any desire, you have to understand it is also subtle, very subtle material product. Desire is a subtle material product. It rises. For any desire to rise, any desire, every desire, all desires are symptoms of the disease of one fundamental desire, which Pujya Swamiji himself explains. Fundamental desire is there. That's why this desire is not created by us. We are creators of desires. Desire is a phenomenon. How hair, how you should say, how hair is on your head, very naturally is part of you, part of the individual. Desire is also, it also rises. That phenomenon is part of the individual. That's why you can't just push aside. Hair you can cut and throw. Nails you can cut and throw, which is part of the individual body. Natural growth. Desires also natural emotional products. You can't undo them. We can't destroy them. We can't suppress them. So their desires do rise. All the desires are symptoms of this fundamental desire of wanting to live long happily, wanting to be limitlessly happy. Ultimately, desire, the desire for the fulfillment of desire itself is because of the desire for happiness. Limitless happiness. Desire for the purnatvam, completeness. Purnata or purnatvam means fullness, completeness, limitlessness, which is desire for happiness. So, what impels the action is what? This desire. And desire is, the hetu for desire is ajnanam. Moola karanam ajnanam. Samipa karanam is immediate causes. Desire. Therefore, the desire has to be resolved. In order to free oneself from the pursuit of action, the desire has to be resolved. The desire to be resolved, the cause of desire has to be resolved. Ajnanam has to be resolved. Therefore, Brahma Vidya is prasthuyate. Brahma Vidya prasthuyate. The knowledge of Brahman is begun. In order to resolve the ignorance of the reality, in resolving which desire which causes the action will be resolved for good. So keeping simply fulfilling the desire is like leaving the root below and chopping off the tree. Again, it will start sprouting. So you have to undo the very root cause. We don't want any more sprouts to come, remove the plant with the root itself. Similarly here, the ajnanam has to be resolved. In order to resolve the ignorance, which is the root cause of the desire, which alone gives rise to the rising of the desire, and because of which actions become impelled, Brahma Vidya prastuyate. So, karma upadana hetu pariharaya, the pursuit of action, the cause of the pursuit of action is, immediate cause is desire, root cause is ignorance. So in order to remove the cause of the pursuit of action in terms of desire and the cause of the desire ignorance, this knowledge of the absolute reality is begun here. Idanim, now. So already he presents the connection. Purnatvam is only in jnanam. Only if a person has, the person discovers the purnatvam, purnata, fullness, limitlessness, completeness being also an essential nature. There's no way of, one has to discover the purnatvam, fullness, happiness, which is one's own swarupam. Unless and until a person discovers purnatvam, there's no way of having purnatvam. Unless and until a person has purnatvam, the fullness or completeness, there's no way of undoing, resolving the deceits. There's no way of freeing oneself from the hold of deceits. There's no way of escaping from performing actions. There's no way of accumulating, avoiding to accumulate the results of actions. There's no way of freeing oneself from bondage of samsara. Therefore, Bhama Vidya Prastuyate Karma Upadana Hetu Pariharaya Idanim Brahma Vidya Prastuyate. And Shankaracharya himself says, Karma Hetuhu Kamaha Syat. Kamaha Syat means the cause of the pursuit of action, the cause of the action, that which impels the action is definitely the desire. Syat means asti. Kamaha asti, kamaha syat. Desire should be, desire must be the only cause, immediate cause of any action. Okay. Kimartam, why kamaha, why that desire is said to be the cause of the pursuit of action? Because desire alone pravartayati. Pravartayati. See, vyavartayati, you understood. Vyavartayati. Two prefixes. Vyavartayati distinguishes. Pravartayati activates. Prompts. Pravartayati. So, desire is a pravartakaha. Kamaha karma pravartakaha. Desire is the prompter of the action. Desire is that which prompts the action. Karmam karma pravartayati. Kamaha karma pravartayati. Desire prompts the action. Therefore, desire is said to be pravartakaha. Kamaha karma pravartakaha. Desire is that which prompts the action. Therefore, pravartakatvat, as the desire has the status of, as the desire has the status of being the prompter of an action, pravartakatvat, the hetu. The Panchamika means hetu, reason is given. What is the reason? Pravartakatvat. Due to the desire has the status of being the prompter of an action. Desire is the cause of the pursuit of action. So in order to resolve the action, in order to remove the action, the cause of the pursuit of action, now Brahma Vidya is begun. Is it clear? Okay. Idanim karma upadana hetu pariharaya Brahma Vidya prastuyate karma hetuhu kamaha. Kamaha syat pravartakatvat. So immediately gives the reason. See, reason is given means the answer will be in the fifth case. வாட் இஸ் த ரீசன் ஃபார் யூ டு சே டிசையர் இஸ் தி காஸ் ஆஃப் தி பர்சூட் ஆஃப் ஆக்ஷன் பிகாஸ் டிசையர் அலோன் ப்ராம்ப்ட்ஸ் தி ஆக்ஷன். காமஸ்ய கர்ம பிரவர்த்தகத்துவம் அஸ்தி. ஓகே, நெக்ஸ்ட் சென்டென்ஸ். அண்ட் ஹேவிங் செட் தட், நவ் ஹி யூஸ் அ பியூட்டிஃபுல் ரீசன், வெரி வெரி குட் சென்டென்ஸ் கம்ஸ் நவ். ஆப்த காமானாம், ஆர் யூ ஆல் வித் மீ? ஓகே, ஆப்த காமானாம் ஹி காம அபாவே காமாபாவே ஸ்வாத்மன்யவஸ்தானாத் ப்ரவ்ருத்யனுபபத்திஹி. லெட் மீ ரீட் சென்டென்ஸ் அகைன், ஐல் எக்ஸ்பிளைன் டு யூ. ஆப்த காமானாம் ஹி காமாபாவே ஸ்வாத்மன்யவஸ்தானாத் ப்ரவ்ருத்யனுபபத்திஹி. ஐல் ரிப்பீட் இட். ஆப்த காமானாம் ஹி காமாபாவே ஸ்வாத்மன்யவஸ்தானாத் ப்ரவ்ருத்யனுபபத்திஹி. இஸ் the word apta kamaha is a beautiful compound. aptaha kamaha yaihi te apta kamaha. aptaha kama apta kamaha means those people by whom all desires have been fulfilled, those have got all the desires fulfilled, they are apta kamaha. In fact, jnanis are said to be apta kamaha. See, a jnani, a wise person, who is a wise person? According to Shastram, wise person is the most mature person. The most mature person is the person who is free from bondage of samsara, jivan muktaha, and the one who has the knowledge of the truth. The one who has the clear vision of the absolute reality, obtaining as one's own self. He is a jnani, atma jnani, brahma jnani, is apta kamaha. So, apta kamaha does not mean that those have got all their desires fulfilled. If a person has the jnanam, then in the wake of the knowledge of the truth, the reality being one's own self, a person discovers completeness, fullness, limitlessness, happiness as one's own essential nature. The person who has discovered the reality has discovered the fullness, completeness as one's own essential nature. The person who has discovered the completeness, fullness as one's own nature is free from incompleteness. The person is free from the sense of being incomplete, sense of, you know, inadequacy. That person is free from any the hold of desire. The person who is free from the hold of any desire is said to be apta kamaha. So being free from the hold of all desires is as good as having fulfilled all the desires. Asa inmaye enna, being free from the hold of all desires is as good as having fulfilled all your desires. So, apta kamaha jnayanaha. So, some people come and ask, is it possible to have all the desires fulfilled? Impossible. So, having all the desires fulfilled means being free from the hold of this phenomenon called desire for good. Desires naturally do not arise. Okay, so jnanis are free from the hold of desires, which means they have not given up desires. Okay, wise people are not the ones who has given up desires. They're free from the hold of desires because desire is not there. They're free from the hold of the very fundamental desire of wanting to be happy always, everywhere, with everybody. There's no desire for happiness for them. Why? Because happiness is their own surupam. So people have discovered the reality as their own surupam, They have discovered the fullness, happiness as their own essential nature. Those who are reveling in the vision of fullness being on their own Swarupam, they are free from the hold of desires. Because they are free from the common human universal fundamental problem of sense of inadequacy, sense of incompleteness centered on I. Therefore, they are aptakamaha. Jnanis are aptakamaha. So there's no choice. Attainment of knowledge alone can make you an aptakamaha. Fulfillment of desires, okay, will continue to make you to be a kamakamaha. Okay. Any number of desires you fulfill, the more and more number of desires you fulfill, the more and more desires you'll have. It will not make fulfillment of desires will not make a person aptakamaha. Aptakama is the one who has fulfilled all his desires. It is jnanam which makes a person really aptakamaha. Is it clear? So aptakamaha, the people who have got all this, their desires fulfilled, are actually those who have discovered completeness, fullness, happiness, limitlessness as their own swarupam by discovering the reality as their own self. Okay. Aptakamanam hi kama abhave. Kamanam abhavaha kama abhavaha. Absence of desires. Kama abhave, in the absence of desires. So, desires become absent in the mind of a jnani. Means desires do not even rise. Because there's no ajnanam anymore. A kama hetu is not there. In the mind of a jnani, kama hetu is not there. That which causes the desire, ignorance is not there. Ignorance being not there, ajnanam is not there. Ajnanam is not there, there's a fulfillment is there. There's completeness is there. The sense of fulfillment, sense of satisfaction and sense of completeness, happiness, fullness is there. Therefore, no desire rises. Kamanam abhave, kama abhave. In the absence of desires, what happens? Swatmani avasthanam is a very, very beautiful word. Swatmani avasthanam. See, sthanam means staying. It's a gerund. Sthanam, so a place is also called sthanam. A place, isn't it? But sthanam tishtati stays. Sthanam, staying. Gerund here. Avasthanam means what? Firmly staying. Avatishtati, avasthanam. Firmly staying where? Swatmani, in one's own self. Swasmin atmani avasthanam, swatman avasthanam. So abidance in one's own self. See, very interesting word is this. Put yourself explained very beautifully in the class. Swatmani avasthanam, abidance in one's own self means what? Just being yourself. Being yourself is what? Abidance in one's own self. Tan tanaha iruttal dan abidance in one's, in the self. Not being anything else. So, abidance in one's own self, swatmani avasthanam, means the person firmly remains at home. Remaining at home, staying at home means being one's own self. Being one's own self means being free from wrong identity. Not, okay, being free from wrong identity is being oneself. Just being one's own self means abiding in one's own self. Being at home. Swatmani avasthanam. இன்ஃபேக்ட் சுவாத்மனே அவஸ்தானம் சுவாஸ்தியம். தி வேர்ட் ஐ வாண்ட் டு எக்ஸ்பிளைன் திஸ் ஓகே. சுவாஸ்தியம் மீன்ஸ் ஹெல்த். அகார்டிங் டு சாஸ்திரம் இன் வேதாந்த் ஈவன் ஆயுர்வேதா, யூனோ சப்போஸ் வாட் இஸ் பர்ஃபெக்ட் ஹெல்த்? ஹூ இஸ் ஆப்சல்யூட்லி ஹெல்தி? இஃப் யூ ஆஸ்க், சுவாஸ்தியம் மீன்ஸ் ஹெல்த். ஸ்வஸ்தஹா, ஸ்வஸ்தஹா மீன்ஸ் ஒன் ஹூ ரிமைன்ஸ் இன் ஒன் செல்ஃப். ஸ்வஸ்தஹா ஸ்வஸ்தானே திஷ்டதி. ஸ்வஸ்தஹா ஹெல்தி மீன்ஸ் அப்சல்யூட்லி ஹெல்தி பர்சன் இஸ் த ஒன் ஹூ ரிமைன்ஸ் ஆஸ் த செல்ஃப். So, swatmani avasthanam, abidance in one's own self means being oneself. Being one's own self means being free from wrong identity. That means being free from the consequences of wrong identity. Being free from erroneous perception of the self and the world is being free from all consequences of erroneous perception. Is swatmay avasthanam, abidance in one's own self. Who can abide in one's own self? One who knows one's own self. If you do not know what you are, how can you abide in yourself? Abiding in oneself, abidance in one's own self. For you to be what you are, you need to discover what you are. For you to be what you are already, you cannot become anything. You are already a person of fullness, person of full completeness. You are fullness, you are happiness, you are limitlessness. And for you to abide in yours, to have abidance in oneself, what one needs is jnanam. If a person has the atma jnanam, he has brahma jnanam. In the wake of the urge of the absolute reality obtaining as one's own self, when a person becomes free from the erroneous perception of the self, naturally he takes ownership of his own sorupam, fullness as his own as natural essential nature. There is self-abidance in one's own self. Swatmani avasthanam. That's why he says, ஸ்வாத்மனி அவஸ்தானாத், ஒன்லி பை ரிமைனிங் ஆஸ் யுவர் செல்ஃப், ஜஸ்ட் ஒன்லி பை சிம்பிளி பீங் யுவர் செல்ஃப், ஒன்லி பிகாஸ் திஸ் செல்ஃப் அபைடன்ஸ். வென் யூ அபைட், இஃப் அ பர்சன் ஹேஸ் செல்ஃப் அபைடன்ஸ், இஃப் அபைட்ஸ் இன் ஒன்ஸ் ஓன் செல்ஃப், மீன்ஸ் ஒன் ஹேஸ் டேக்கன் ஓனர்ஷிப் ஆஃப் ஹாப்பினஸ் ஃபுல்னஸ் பீங் ஒன்ஸ் ஓன் எசென்ஷியல் நேச்சர். Such a person revels in the vision of fullness being one's own self, he is free from the fundamental problem of sense of incompleteness, inadequacies centered on I. For such a person, the phenomenon called desire is not there. Desire becomes resolved. The desire is not there, then what now? Pravrutti anupapattihi. Pravruttihi. Pravruttihi means involvement in action. Activity is pravruttihi. Anupapattihi. Upapattihi is a noun, possibility. Anupapattihi, impossibility. Untenability. Okay? There's impossibility of action on the part of a person. Okay? Because of person who has a jnanam, knowledge of the self, because of his self-abidance in one's own self. Okay? Swatmani avasthanat pravrutti anupapattihi. I have again the literal translation. Okay? Pravrutti anupapattihi means pravruttehe anupapattihi. Impossibility of the pursuit of karma, impossibility of action on the part of a person who has the vision of the self, have knowledge of the self, knowledge of the reality. Because such a person who has the vision of the reality has his self-abidance, abidance in one's own self. A person who has abidance in one's own self, who is just himself, who is free from wrong identity, is free from the sense of incompleteness centered on I. Because completeness is his swarupam. When a person is free from this incompleteness, the sense of incompleteness, the sense of inadequacy centered on I, he is free from the hold of desires also. He is free from the desire. When a person is free from the hold of desires, naturally, he is free from what? He is abandoned. He is reveling in the vision of fullness. So, swatmani avasthanam, abundance in one's own self, means having taken ownership of fullness, happiness, limitlessness as one's own essential nature, which is reveling in the vision of fullness, which is actually being free from the hold of desires. Therefore, jnanam is the sadhanam. But what he says, jnanis are free from the hold of desires. Therefore, jnanis are free from the sense, even the notions also. I am the doer, notion is not there. I mean, their notion will not be there. Therefore, they don't have punya pavam also. Therefore, they're free. So very profound sentence this is. Apta kamanam hi kama abhave. So only in the wake of the knowledge of one's own essential nature being fullness of happiness, it is possible for one to resolve the desires. Understand? We cannot undo the desires at all. So we cannot avoid performing actions also. So, freeing oneself from the hold of actions means not non-performance of actions. Non-performance of actions does not make a person, okay, in a person of actionlessness. It is in spite of physically doing what has to be done, being free from the notion I am the doer alone, isn't it? Makes a person, frees a person, liberates a person from the bondage. Therefore, here it is the jnanam. All that a person wants is jnanam. It is the knowledge of the self one needs. Only in the wake of knowledge of one's own self being Brahma, when a person discovers fullness as one's own essential nature, abidance in one's own self is possible. One can just remain as one's own self. Remaining as one's own self means being free from wrong identity is possible. Then, it is only then, pravritti anupapattihi. Until then, it is not possible to give up actions. It is not possible to avoid accumulating the punya papams also. It is not possible to escape from bondage of karma. Okay? Apta kamanam hi kama abhave swatmani avasthanat pravruttyanupapattihi. It's a long sentence. It's packed with a lot of information. So, it is possible, let me make it very clear, it is possible for a person to free from the performance of actions only if a person is free from the hold of desires. Freeing oneself from the hold of desires is possible. Absence of desires is possible. Absence of desires in the part of a person is possible. Only if a person is free from a sense of incompleteness centered on I. For which a person, one must have discovered fullness as one's own Swarupam. To revel in the vision of fullness, one must abide in oneself. And self-abidance is possible only if a person has self-knowledge. Without self-knowledge, how you cannot self-abidance. Abidance in one's own self is not possible without the self-knowledge. Therefore, Brahma Vidya Prastuyate. Got it? Okay. Apta kamanam hi kama abhave, kamanam abhave, kama abhave, swatmane avasthanat pravruttyanupapattihi. See, pravruttihi means activity. Anupapattihi, impossibility. Literal meaning. Okay, have you understood this sentence very clear? Can I go ahead? Okay. Next is, let me start with this sentence, okay? Atma kamatvecha apta kamata. Very nice, isn't it? See, atma kamatvecha apta kamata. Apta kamata, apta kamatvam means having the status of being, having the status of having fulfilled all the desires. Apta kamata is equal to apta kamatvam. Atma kamatvam, apta kamata means having or enjoying the status of having fulfilled all one's desires. So apta kamata means having sense of fulfillment. One need not have fulfilled all the desires. Being free from the hold of the phenomenon called desire for good is as good as having fulfilled all the desires. And enjoying the status of having fulfilled all the desires is apta kamata. So apta kamata implies what? Having a sense of fulfillment. Having completeness, fullness, happiness as one's own nature. Reveling in the vision of fullness being one's own essential nature is apta kamata. That is possible when atma kamatve sati saptami atma kamaha. Let me make it very clear. Atma kamaha means atmane yasya kamaha saha atma kamaha. One who has the desire for knowing the self. One who has the desire for the self. See, desire for fullness is desire for fullness, desire for happiness, desire for completeness is desire for one's own self. So this desire for happiness is very natural. Desire for happiness is a common human, it is a natural emotional urge. Desire for happiness is not a cultivated desire. Desire for happiness is a natural emotional urge. We discussed in our kindergarten classes, introductory Vedanta classes. Desire for happiness, desire for fullness is a natural emotional urge. அண்ட் அ கல்டிவேட்டட் டிசைர். அ கல்டிவேட்டட் டிசைர் நீ கேன் பி ஃபுல்ஃபில்டு, நீ நாட் பி ஃபுல்ஃபில்டு, நத்திங் வில் ஹேப்பன். Isn't it? I want to have that, I want to buy this, but I could not buy. So what? We aren't going to die. So natural urge must be fulfilled. Like hunger is a natural urge you have to fulfill. Thirst is a natural urge you have to fulfill. You have to drink water, no choice. The choiceless. Similarly, desire for happiness is a natural emotional urge. Just as hunger and thirst are natural biological physical urges, desire for happiness is a natural emotional urge. It has to be fulfilled. And happiness is something which cannot be attained as a result of action. Because happiness is not an object to be attained. Happiness happens to be the very swarupam of the reality. Very swarupam of one's own self. Essential happiness, fullness, completeness happens to be one's own essential nature. Only by discovering one's own self, one can discover happiness. Discovering happiness, discovering fullness is the only way of taking ownership of happiness. Freeing oneself from the hold of, freeing oneself from the sense of incompleteness centered on I, the only way of freeing oneself from the hold of desires, is the only way of, isn't it? Freeing oneself from the bondage of karma. Therefore, Atma Kamaha means the one who has desire for the self. Desire for the self, desire for the knowledge of the self. I have desire for myself means you can attain yourself. So desire for the self is desire for the knowledge of the self. Atma kamatve, when a person has the status of having desire for oneself, and there's also the person has the status of having fullness. Apta kamata, atma kamatve, apta kamata. Desire for the knowledge of the self, desire for knowledge of the self will help a person attain knowledge of the self. Attaining the knowledge of the self is discovering fullness being one's own essential nature. It's a very important sentence. Desire for the self means desire for the knowledge of the self. Desire for the knowledge of the self will result in the attainment of knowledge of the self. In attaining knowledge of the self, fullness becomes discovered. The attainment of knowledge of the self is the attainment of what? Fullness. Attainment of fullness is nothing but discovery of fullness being one's own essential nature. In discovering the fullness being one's own nature, the fundamental problem becomes resolved. Therefore, there's a sense of fulfillment. There is apta kamata. One can have the status of, okay, enjoy the status of having fulfilled all the desires only by discovering one's own nature. Apta kamata, how is it possible for one to have atma apta kamata? How can one enjoy the status of having fulfilled all the desires? Not by fulfilling all desires, by discovering one's own essential nature being fullness. In order to discover one's own nature being fullness, one has to discover one's own self. To discover one's own self, one must have the desire to desire for the self. Desire for discovering self. Therefore, that is why Brahma Vidya Prastuyate, why the knowledge of Brahman is now begun. Brahma Vidya, why the imparting of the self-knowledge, imparting of the knowledge of the absolute reality is, why is it begun? Because only in the wake of the knowledge of the reality obtaining as one's own self, one can discover fullness, completeness being one's own essential nature. In discovering fullness being one's own essential nature, one becomes free from the fundamental problem of sense of inadequacy centered on I. Thereby, one becomes free from the hold of the phenomenon called desire for good. And freeing oneself from the hold of the phenomenon called desire for good is as good as having fulfilled all the desires. This is the meaning of the sentence. Atma kamatve apta kamata. Is it clear? Okay, stopping the class. No more class. They use these nouns a lot in Sanskrit. For example, no. Pravritti anupapattihi. Sometimes some translators, they don't really literal translations. Because in English, it will sound funny. So they give exactly what you need to understand and leave it, go ahead. I feel some sort of itching if I don't give the literal translation, exact translation. So I try my best to give the complete translation. Okay. And then this kamata, the noun they use a lot. Kamata, kamatvam. Kamata is a noun. Kamaha, desire. Kamaha is desire. Kamata is a feminine word, feminine gender word. Kamatvam is a neutral gender word. So, kamatvam means having the status, enjoying the status of having desires. Like that. So the kamatvam, kamata is nouns will be used. Don't worry about it. As we study, read the Bhashyam, you'll get used to it. Now, have you understood the teaching today? Very simple. Yeah. So I'll see you. And I'm sure we got this beautiful Swamiji's books as soon as they were published in 2015, no, 17 when you all came to Coimbatore, 18, no? 18 we had a camp in Manjakudi. That is, very brand new books were bought for all of you. And then please read those books. Now you can read. Isn't it? You can understand easily. You can assimilate the teaching.
Swamiji.
Yeah.
I had one question. So this having desire to know Brahma or have Brahma Jnanam is what in Gita talked about as sattvic desire, like which we have to also overcome.
Yes, yes, yes. See, desire actually... Desire is a natural phenomenon. It is desire for the fullness alone is in him of all desires. And these desires can be, this one can free one the hold of desires only when a person discovers the desire for knowledge. One has to discover the desire for jnanam, for which one must know the value of jnanam. See, you can have desire for anything only if you know the value of it, isn't it? You cannot have a desire for something which you do not know the value of it. When you know the value of jnanam, naturally you have desire for jnanam. Because you know the value of what you're aspiring for, moksha. That's why it's very important for one to understand what moksha is, to know the value of moksha, and to discover moksha being one's choiceless end, thereby to become committed to the pursuit of jnanam also. Desire for jnanam is possible. Only person knows the value of jnanam. That's why atma kamatve apta kamata. Desire for the knowledge is possible. Desire for the knowledge of the self is possible. Okay. Only person knows the value of the jnanam. Because atma kamaha, desire for the self means desire for fullness. Because you and fullness are not two different things. You are fullness. You are happiness. You are limitlessness. You are completeness. It means that is your very nature. It's like telling the fire, you are hot, heat. You tell the fire, oh fire, you are heat. Means what? That's your nature. So Shastram tells, addresses every one of us. You are fullness. Means you are of the nature of fullness. You are of the nature of happiness, completeness. Tattvamasi, you are fullness. So desire for fullness is desire for one's own self. When a person discovers this desire for the fullness, the desire for one's own self, in terms of knowledge, naturally, one fulfills the desire of desire by knowing the truth. But discovers the self, naturally, he discovers fullness. In discovering fullness being one's own nature, all the desires become fulfilled as it were.
So a jnani purush in Gita, like as nishkam, means there is no desire. So this desire is also absent.
See, jnani purushaha is free from the hold of desires. Which means the jnani, even the jnani has desires also. Naturally, desire is a phenomenon belonging to the attribute of the mind. The jnani, because of his objectivity, he is not bound by desires. Again, he is not dependent on the fulfillment of desires for his happiness and security. Jnani. See, the ajnani is very much dependent on the fulfillment of desires for his happiness, for his security. Ajnani is not dependent on the fulfillment of desires for his happiness. Therefore, even if he performs, there is no doership for him. He is free from the hold of desires.
Okay.
So, it's a very, very beautiful sentence. Atma kamatve apta kamata. In having the desire for one's own self, there's a possibility of having all one's desires fulfilled. How? Is it clear? Okay. So, anyway, next class, because the first class of the introductory bhashyam, the first sentence, next class I present the whole teaching briefly before I enter into the next sentence. You have enough time to see, you are not learning anything newly. What I have already explained in introductory classes, understanding with the bhashyam, that's all. You are reading so many Sanskrit sentences. See, Brahma Vidya Prastuyate, that is the actual teaching today. Brahma Vidya is now begun. Now, the topic of karma is no more discussed here. Why? Because now there is Atma Kamata. We have desire for self. There is Atma, there's a desire for self. Atma Kamaha is there. Desire for the self means desire for fullness, desire for limitlessness. Because only if I have fullness, then it is possible to free myself from the hold of, okay, desires. If I have fullness. The disease, I'm free from the hold of disease means I'm free from the karma upadana hetu. The cause of the action, but of action. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Tat Sat. Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.